All right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Let's get into the holiday spirit today. How about the Rock Ridge Student Council? They're doing some very positive work. They had a food drive that started in late October and ended in late November, and they were able to collect an impressive amount of food. And we get a few words this morning from Carly Drish. She is a senior. She's the vice president on the Rock Ridge Student Council. Take it away, Carly. This is a pretty impressive campaign by the Rock Ridge Student Council.
Yeah, definitely. We like to help out whenever we can, especially to the community, local pantries around here. So we had a really impressive number this year with about 8,100 pounds.
And the food goes to the Edgington Presbyterian Church Pantry and the Reynolds Methodist Church Food Pantry, which serves the Rock Ridge School District. Can you kind of give us the specifics of how the food drive worked?
Well, we had a lot of different ways that we promoted the food drive. So it started by all of us hanging up signs throughout the school, just kind of getting the word out that it's food drive time. And we also do a lot of kind of fun activities with it. So we did this thing we call peanut butter and jelly time. And what you do is you take a jar of peanut butter and jelly to your favorite teacher. And then the favorite teacher ends up getting a gift card to wherever they choose. So it's kind of a fun way for teachers to be like, hey, get your peanut butter and jelly in, and then it's doing good for the food drives too. So we have that. And we also do hat days. You bring in a dollar to help support, and you get to wear a hat. And we have first-hour competitions where it gets super competitive between every teacher. So we just kind of have a lot of things that we do to get food into the school.
And then just kind of the reaction then from the two pantries. I mean, to be able to stock the shelves with 8,150 pounds, they have to be pretty appreciative. And I would think pretty amazed, too, that, you know, basically a student organization is able to do something like this. What is the reaction, I guess, from the people that receive that type of contribution? That's pretty impressive in itself.
Yeah, they're definitely always appreciative of us doing this. Whenever we start unloading the food for them, they're always just constantly thanking us. We get so many thank yous in one day, you couldn't even count them.
Yeah, and I guess that's kind of the meaning of the holiday spirit, isn't it? I mean, that's kind of what it's all about. Can you react to that, I guess?
Yeah, we definitely want to give to the people that need help, definitely. So, and I know the people that organize the pantries at the churches are so appreciative and know what we're trying to do. And it's just a huge honor to be able to be a part of this to help everyone that we possibly can.
All right. So you've been involved in student government. So why does that make you tick, and why have you been interested in stuff like that?
I just love being a part of this because it's being able to help not only the community, but you can help the students at your school and just make school a better place for them to be, get them involved in every activity that we host. And it's just a very fun environment.
I know part of the Rock Ridge volleyball program this past year, and the Rockets had a pretty good year on the volleyball court, and you told me off the air you'd like to play maybe at the next level, so kind of give us a little thumbnail sketch about your senior volleyball campaign and then kind of wanting to play at the next level.
Yeah, we had a great season, a great group of girls, no matter who was on the court. We could pull anyone in, take anyone off, and anyone would be able to help out, and that is a necessity in volleyball because anyone can make a mistake. So I miss it so much. And, yeah, I'm ready to play at the college level, so can't wait for that.
All right, and you're a true student athlete. When we say you play sports, but you're a great student, you're a National Honor Society member and you participate in student government. How important is that NHS designation for you? That means you're getting the job done in the classroom, apparently.
Yeah, and that's just as important. We do community service throughout National Honor Society, too. So basically, everything is for giving. We do as much as we can to help anyone out. And being a part of National Honor Society is just as important as being a part of Student Council. So it really is a true honor.
All right. I'm going to give a radio high five to Carly Drish today as the Rock Ridge Student Council do a great job, man, collecting 8,150 pounds of food for the Edgington Presbyterian Church Food Pantry and the Reynolds Methodist Church Food Pantry that serves the Rock Ridge School District. High five to you, Carly Drish. Nice going.
Thank you very much.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.